Continuing with our reflections on Ramadan, we've looked at the Quran and we've looked at dua. And one of the most awesome things about the month of Ramadan, especially in the community where I come from, and I'm extremely privileged to belong to this community, is the meeting of mu'mineen throughout the month. Every day in the month of Ramadan, we meet, and there's an awesomeness about it. So I'd like to look at some of the ahadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that will give us a chance to reflect on the benefits of getting together, of being together with a congregation, and of meeting mu'mineen or being together. Well, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to his companions one day, he says, "Stay long in the gardens of Jannah." And they asked, "Ya Rasulullah, what are the gardens of Jannah? وَمَا رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ?" And he says, قَالَ مَجَالِسُ الذِّكْرِ, the gathering where Allah is remembered. Let's look at another one. The Prophet said, the assemblies are of three kinds. Getting together is of three kinds. Profitable, safe and blameworthy. The profitable one is that wherein Allah is remembered. The safe one is that which is silent. And the blameworthy one is the one which engages in vice. And Imam Ali kept on saying, عَلَيْكَ بِمَجَالَسِ الذِّكْرِ, you must attend the sessions where Allah is remembered. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asked Fudayl, do you sit together and teach hadith? He said, yes. And he said, oh Fudayl, these are the assemblies which I love. Keep our cause alive. May Allah bestow mercy on whoever keeps our cause alive. Whoever remembers us, or we are remembered in his presence, and sheds a tear as small as a fly's wing, Allah will forgive his sins, even if they're more than the foam of the sea. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, O people, ayyuhan nas, alaykum bil jama'a wa iyyakum wal farqa, stay with the congregation and stay away from division. He says, Allah's hand, that means divine help, is with the congregation. Whenever a straying individual deviates, Satan snatches him up like a wolf snatches a sheep straying from the herd. He says, Allah's divine aid, which means Allah's hand, is with the congregation. A congregation upon the truth is a mercy, and a division is punishment. And when he was asked, Ya Rasulullah, who are the congregation of your community? Ma jama'atu ummatik. And he said, those who are with the truth, even if they are but 10 people. Man kana ala al-haq wa in kanu ashara. Imam Ali alayhi salam is asked to explain the terms sunnah, which is a prophetic practice, innovation, congregation and division. He said, by Allah, the sunnah is the tradition of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innovation is anything that deviates from it. Congregation is the gathering of people who are with the truth, even if they are few in number. And division is the dissension of people who are with falsehood, even if they be many in number. So who do we sit with in congregation, in a community? Well, Luqman tells his son, oh my son, he said, Ya Bunayya, sit with the scholars and impose on them such that you sit so near to them, knee to knee, for Allah revives the hearts thereby with the light of wisdom, like He revives the land with heavy rain from the sky. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quotes that the disciples said to Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Ya Ruhullah, with whom must we sit? And he said, those who remind you of Allah when you look at them, whose speech increases your knowledge and whose deeds draw you to the hereafter. The Prophet said, sit with the scholars and your knowledge will increase, your manners will become refined and your soul will become pure. Sit with the wise and your intellect will be perfected, your soul will be ennobled and your ignorance will depart from you. Sit with the poor and your gratefulness will increase. Sitting with the righteous will bring about righteousness. And then the right of the person you sit with. Yan Zain al-Abidin says, as for the right of your sitting companion, it is that you lower your wing in humbleness to him. Be fair to him in exchanging words. Do not get up from your seat without his permission, even though the one who sits with you has the right to leave your company without your permission. Forget his shortcomings, remember his virtues, and don't make him listen to anything other than good. So what should we not sit with? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, beware of sitting with the dead. And he was asked, Ya Rasulullah, who are the dead? He said, every rich person whose wealth has made a tyrant of him. Imam Ali said, mixing with the seekers of this world will ruin your religion and will weaken your certainty. Imam Ali also said, sitting with people of base desires causes heedlessness of one's own faith and invites shaitan. Imam Sadiq said, do not take the people of innovation, bid'ah, as companions, and don't sit with them, lest you be considered one of them in people's eyes. And finally, Imam Sadiq, he says, beware of sitting with kings and worldly people, for in there is the erosion of your religion, and it will bring about hypocrisy in you. It's a serious disease from which there is no cure. It also encourages hard-heartedness, deprives you of true submission to Allah. You must stick to those who are most like you, and the middle class of people, for it is with them that you find the true jewels. What he meant was the true talents. So inshallah, with these reflections, maybe we can take the rest of the year and use the lessons from Ramadan to go forward.